Hello, and thank you for listening to the Tokyo Demons Chapter 2 Free Talk. I'm Rebecca Scoble, the audio editor, among other things. I'm here with Leanne, the author of Tokyo Demons.
So.
As well as some of our actors.
Hi, I'm Moonclats. I play ISA.
And I'm Alex O'Shea. I play Joe Oda.
So we have our first actors on Free Talk today, and I just wanted to ask them a little bit about what they do to create the audio drama. Moonclats?
What do you mean?
So start with our beautiful sound studio.
Okay, well,
and when you come in here through the whooshing glass electronic doors to come to our
it is very high tech.
I know. Do you like the footman downstairs?
I do. The security at the front desk. Once I get here, I usually have a big bottle of water and some throat lozenges because my throat gets really dry doing this because I have to read so much. I'm not used to talking that much. Sometimes I have too many feelings, and other times I have not enough feelings, and I have to moderate the feelings level. I'd say that's the majority of it. And then I usually have read ahead. At the beginning, I had not read ahead yet, and I was like, holy shit, that happens?
Yeah.
Now I've read ahead. I'm just one chapter behind.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I will...
Alex!
I'm going to say that that actually works for me, because at the beginning, if you may recall, when I had a little bit more knowledge of what I was doing, I was putting a bit too much into the narration. I'm actually, my sort of stream of consciousness is working a bit better having not really read ahead, because I get more of a casual sort of tone when I do it that way, and I think that's working a bit better for the project right now. So I'm going to say that my not having prepared is really a stroke of genius.
Yeah, it probably is. Sometimes if I get too comfortable with the reading, I get into, like, childhood storybook mode, and Rebecca has to be, like, Moonclats sing-songing.
We should probably also talk about your experience, because you are actually a trained actor, unlike almost everyone else.
Certainly by comparison, I suppose. I wouldn't introduce myself as Alex O'Shea, trained actor.
You can, but I have, if you want.
I have a little bit more experience there, taken a course here and there.
Well, it shows. I mean, and logistically, we needed to get mostly amateurs, right? Just because we, couldn't pay people. We don't know what we're doing, etc. But we were also worried a little bit about sometimes when people are trained actors, the same types of people who would go into acting, the same ways that they would be taught acting. We were a little afraid that people were going to start sounding a little too similar. And the thing that we were hoping to do with the amateurs is just basically get a lot of people who speak very differently normally in real life, and kind of reflecting that sort of unpolished sound would make the characters a little bit more distinctive, particularly since we have a few real actors in there who sound different from everyone else. And I think as a result, the cast sounds pretty different. There really aren't that many.
I have to say that I think that's worked out really well, because, I mean, there's no way that Dove could really find work as a voice actor, I don't think. But having just listened to...
He's
fantastic. Every time he has a line, I have to say, I giggle a little. And it's not like I'm giggling at, oh man, that guy sounds ridiculous. I'm giggling like, oh man, that guy sounds ridiculous, which is just working so perfectly with his character. Yeah.
I listen to it on the way to work when we get a new episode, and I definitely, I'm giggling on my way through Queen's Park and get a lot of weird looks from strangers.
He's doing a fantastic job.
Also, his lines are just awful. I mean,
No, they're so good.
I mean, they're not things that people say, so... Trying to make it sound believable.
They're things that Sachi would say.
Yeah, but Sachi's just, I think he's really a hard sell. But Dove is doing a really good job.
And yet, he's the one we've heard the most positive feedback about, pretty much.
Yeah, people seem to be...
He's the best character.
Him and ISA, so... Yeah.
Well, Joe had a lot of fans in the beginning, but I guess...
there's a line, you see, between likable bastard and just bastard.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think people are coming to realize that he's kind of just a bastard right now.
Hopefully that'll
change as he does later on.
He does kind of walk that line, kind of veering to one side, veering back around the other side,
Well, we were talking also about experience, and I think Moonclutch should talk about the fact that she is quite a podcast personality. She runs Slash Report. Some of the people are listening to this because they came from Slash Report, but it's her. Why don't you describe Slash Report for a 16-plus audience?
Oh, God. It is a pan-fandom podcast that originally is targeted at Slash fans or Slash of the homosexual relationships in different fandoms, but we do cover, Het, Jen, basically anything that's interesting to us. It's Rage Proof Rock and I just talking about shit. you know, it's stuff we would normally talk about TV shows we've watched, books we've read, movies that are coming out.
Yeah, except an incredible number of people download every episode.
Yeah, now, how many listeners do you have?
It's about 23,000 an episode.
I know.
It's more than I thought.
Yeah. Well, it's a good podcast. We did a promo for Tokyo Demons last season. Why don't you tell us about the hardest scene, the hardest part? Because I bet I know what your answer is going to be. What scene or line or whatever did you have the most difficulty
doing? I would say it's actually a tie.
Okay.
It's a tie between making kiss noises with my hand and screaming as loudly as I could.
The screaming you did really well first take.
But it was hard.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine. I don't like making loud noises, and all you wanted me to do was make loud noises.
And nothing else.
And you know, since you've done that, we've had a couple of people coming in to do extras, and I've been trying to get, like, fight noises for way later in the story, and I've had people come and I've said, you need to scream. You need to scream your death scream, or your scream as you're being shot, or, you know, yeah, something like yeah. that. And it's very, very hard to get them to let loose. And I yeah, mean, okay, yeah. we live over a restaurant, and we're afraid that they're going to think we're murdering people up here. bringing people here every day and killing them or something. But we've had to have several people either scream and cry and die and that sort of thing. And it's hard. You did a very good job with that because it's not easy. And I'm sure that when it comes to sound effects time, I'm going to have to do that as well.
Yeah.
To fill in some gaps.
I'm Rebecca sure you'll really enjoy it.
You are the background. A lot of the background voices, sound, singers.
Oh, I totally sang a song in chapter 2. sing is a strong word.
there was like a Thrasher song or something in the...
Yeah,
the
well, next. If the narrative says the music has too much screaming in it, somebody's got to scream, and that somebody was me.
Yeah, like an hour before it was posted on the internet.
Okay, I didn't scream very loud because it was like 11:30 at night. It was kind of fake screaming. Alex, do you have a hardest scene?
Less a hardest scene. I know there was one line that I had to do like a dozen times. It ties into one problem that I've noticed I have, and that's finishing a scene. I find occasionally it's very hard to put a cap on the end of the scene just to make you know that here's the part where this part of the narrative has concluded. That's where I find most of my retakes had to be done. And there was one line that I can't remember that I just could not get. I knew how it was supposed to sound. And I was like, okay, so now I'm going to say it exactly the same way I've said it the last 10 times.
It might have been that guy could have palmed your head, Digwad.
I know I had to do that a couple of times.
Yeah, that was not the end of the scene, and I know what you're talking about a little bit, but I can't think of the exact line. Although, yeah, saying the word dickwad.
Oh, dickwad.
You
dickwad,
had trouble with that.
Anytime there's. I think Joe tends to think that he's more creative than he is when it comes to these sorts of things. So every so often, there's like, I think there was dickwad, and there was like asslick, I think was another one. It's just like, anytime he has something, he decides, you know what, I'm gonna end the sentence by calling you a name. He sounds a lot more satisfied with the name than he perhaps deserves to be. He's like, that guy could have palmed your head, dickwad.
You know, I think you it's a really good understanding of Joe's character.
You owe me the biggest carton of smokes ever. Asslick.
I think that was actually ass face.
Ass face?
Well, yeah. And you know
I
why?
Think there's asslick in there at some point. Ass face does sound more familiar.
I don't know. Asslick sounds like something I edited out and replaced with something more conventional.
Well, ass face is... that's an Adam Ford line. Yeah. So, many years ago, Adam Ford, who is a friend who doesn't live in Toronto, unfortunately, but he helped us develop this story, and he basically created Joe Oda, and sort of the original version of Oda. And I have to say that Joe Oda is much more of a dick now than he was in the original version. We definitely had to differentiate him a little bit better from ISA. They couldn't both be well-meaning, even though Adam's a very well-meaning guy. But some of those curses are just, like, those weird, bizarre curses that Adam would... Like, he always said ass face. Oh, like, yeah. There are a couple of them... Maybe occasionally Joe slips out of character and says something that's more Adam Ford than Joe Oda, but at the same time, no, you're right, in the sense that he's like, man, I'm so fucking clever. I mean, like, he's really full of himself, even though he's just a kid, and he's just as dumb as everyone else is. He just hasn't realized it yet.
Oh, somebody's gonna grab him and shake him. We haven't decided who necessarily yet, but... Yeah, grab him and shake him and yell, you are 15 years old, you know nothing! And it's going to be wonderful.
Definitely one of the adults is going to give... And not even give him the talk so much as, like, backhand him.
Give him the shake!
Yeah.
I think we're all kind of looking forward to that moment as
Joe
adults.
Come up and Yes, because we are...
You
we
consider
are
us adults?
I mean...
Considering the youngest person on our cast is Dallas, who's 24, And that's quite a bit younger than most of us are. Yet you guys, with the exception of Mr. Alex O'Shea, you guys sound pretty convincingly like teenagers. Like, you sound 35, but, you know...
Joe would try to sound like he's 35.
Yeah, exactly. Though. Joe's supposed to be able to pass for much older than he is.
Okay, so moving on. We had a question from Norma.
Our number one fan.
Yay. Our number one fan.
Oh, Norma.
We love Norma.
We do love Norma. But Norma wants to know what character everyone relates to the most... And I sort of added the what characters everyone liked the best on top of that.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I heard that you had been talking previously about who you were most like in high school. But I would say in high school, it was probably a mix of Sachi and Aisei, which sounds really weird. But I would be like, hey guys, how's it going? Have a really good time. And then I'd be like, I have to be alone for the next 6 hours.
Is there someone you relate to now? Have you changed from that?
No. So exactly the same.
Half Sachi, half Aisei. I was just imagining some horrifying, like, hybrid craziness. Yeah. So then, I know.
I just imagined them high-fiving.
You know, it's funny, but my brain did not go to them having a baby at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Somehow, I just don't think that would happen.
What does that tell you about me?
Anyways, so then which character do you like the best?
Oh, definitely Sachi. Sachi's totally my favorite. I'm like, oh, that poor guy. So happy. Deserves better.
Yeah, really. From everyone.
All right, your turn.
All right, so now on to
Mr.
Alex.
Mr. O'Shea.
I suppose I'd have to say some kind of combination of Joe and Aisei.
Really?
Well,
is there such a thing? Have you read the Aisei chapters?
That's sort of... introversion of ISA, I can definitely relate to. It's more the attitude of Joe, though, that really allows me to play him. I don't consider myself as big a dick, but that sort of the sarcasm,
yeah.
The heavy reliance on sarcasm.
Where that dickishness is
yes,
coming from.
I do. I try not to be a dick. I just more act like a dick, I guess. But no, the sarcasm is a heavy part of.
And you do really sell the sarcasm.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It is really
everybody,
good.
Everybody loves that.
I can't in any way relate to anything that he does.
It's pretty terrible. Steal from people.
The stealing and the acting like he's... Oh, man, the way he relates to women is just nothing. the way ISA acts, I suppose, is something I can more relate to. And the way Joe talks is something I can relate to. So some kind of weird and off-putting combination of the two.
That's an even worse hybrid monster than
you can't even see them high-fiving, let alone having a baby.
Oh, wait till chapter 8.
Something's gotta happen along those lines.
Yeah. And favorite character?
But how do you not go with Sachi?
Really?
It's just there's no two bones about it. I mean, just when we were talking about the weird combination of Sachi and Aisei, when we picture them high-fiving, I can kind of just picture him going up for the high five and just being stared at.
Don't leave me hanging.
How do you not? Not even like being disappointed that he's not immediately being high five. Just like, yeah, like you're saying, don't leave me hanging. Come on.
Okay.
And then the reluctant high five. It's adorable.
Okay, so we should probably wrap this up. I want to thank Moonclutz and Alex for coming and talking to us today. And thank you everyone out there for listening to this and supporting us through the project. We will be back after Chapter 3 with another free talk, talking with Dove, who plays Sachi, E, who plays Mitsuko, and Jenny, who plays Miki. So I'll see you then.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.